Hi, my name is Tom Condon. This is the Introduction to Expanded Intuition Training, Volume 1. I would like, by way of introduction, to acquaint you with the format of this tape and also explain how you can use what is on this tape to develop your intuitive capacities and use them more fully in your daily life. Some personal experience with intuition is almost universal. Our language has many euphemisms for intuitive experience. Intuitions are called hunches, gut feelings, instincts, bright ideas, hints, flashes, visions. People commonly describe intuitive information as coming from their little voice, or from their gut, as in the expression gut feeling, or from pictures in their mind's eye, or even from smells. Nearly everyone has at some time used their intuition to make, say, a quick, accurate decision, going on very little information, or to spontaneously solve a problem that you've been struggling with. Or you may have had first impressions of another person, which later turned out to be accurate. Intuition is commonly at play in our dreams, in moments of creative inspiration, moments of spiritual unfolding, as well as in our daily decisions and actions. But what exactly is intuition? By its nature, intuition is difficult to define, and the subjective experience of it differs from person to person considerably. In general, it's a quality of spontaneous knowing, which operates independently of conscious thought. It seems to have a logic and a wisdom and intelligence all its own, and generally has a high degree of accuracy. It's a kind of knowing without proof. A recognition of something, like a recognition of a new pattern of meaning in some ordinary circumstance. And with that recognition often comes a spontaneous, surprising quality that consciously we may wonder about later. Although some people are more attuned to their intuition, typically, than others, the best research indicates that everyone has an equal intuitive capacity. It's something you're born with, something innate in everyone. Many people are highly intuitive in childhood, for instance, and then get talked out of their capacity by well-intended parents and teachers. The pressures of growing up and adapting to a particular culture and its beliefs often force intuition to go underground. Later it may surface in our life and behavior in surprisingly useful ways, but the process is often seen by adults as random, mysterious, and undependable. But since intuition is already available to everyone, intuition training becomes a matter of awakening and encouraging a capacity that is already within you. It does not need to be taught so much as it needs to be identified and befriended. One other common myth about intuition is that women innately are more intuitive than men. What research does show is that women sometimes pay attention and are more conscious of phenomena that men typically ignore. Even this research is inconclusive and not to be taken as always true. But for instance, a woman might be more aware of the way someone says something, their tone of voice, nonverbal gestures, and the feeling given off by the person, whereas a man might be mainly conscious of the verbal message. If someone says, "I really like so-and-so," but as they do, they shake their head no slightly, their voice tone trails off kind of dubiously, and they cover their hands, then two messages about the speaker's preference for so-and-so are probably being sent. If you only paid attention to the words, you might be later surprised to discover that the speaker turned out to have at least mixed feelings about so-and-so. What men sometimes consider intuitive perception in women is more of a function of what they pay attention to. This in turn seems to be mainly the result of cultural conditioning. Women are simply conditioned culturally to pay attention to different things than men. And men, in turn, call what women do intuition. But a man can very easily learn to be sensitive to nonverbal behavior, among other things. With these ideas in mind, then, let me talk for a moment about the format of this tape. Side B has a hypnotic induction that's about 30 minutes long, which uses a process called multi-evocation. It's an experiential exercise in beginning to befriend your intuition and to encourage more direct access, to your intuitive capacities. Multi-evocation is a process which employs two voices speaking at the same time with a variety of special effects, natural sounds, and music. It tends to appeal to the listener's awareness on a number of levels, both conscious and intuitive. The idea is to promote unconscious learning and integration of new capacities. Most people find multi-evocation an enjoyable experience. There's a tendency to drift off into associations of your own, and then come back for a while to active listening of the tape. You may later find yourself drifting off again. You may at first have no memory for portions of the tape, and when you hear them the next time, you recognize that they're vaguely familiar. There's really no set formula of response. Everyone responds to this according to their own individual needs and goals. You might at one playing, for instance, try to consciously listen to the choice of words and images, and the way the voices interweave with the special effects. People often report that this is fun and intriguing. At other times, you might just relax and enjoy yourself, knowing that your conscious self is only one level of awareness and capacity that is being appealed to. When you've used and integrated some of the learnings on Side B, there is a shorter, simpler sequence back here at the end of Side A. It begins about 18 minutes into Side A and is about 12 minutes long, running to the end of the tape. This sequence can be used to support and refresh your learnings that you gather on Side B. At times when you need to be more attuned with your intuitive capacities, but don't necessarily have 45 minutes or so. This tape, by the way, is the first in a series of six in the Expanded Intuition Training series. Each tape approaches the task of developing and using intuition from a slightly different angle. Volume 2, Your Intuitive Language, teaches you how to set up a specific and reliable channel of communication with your intuitive self and to clearly understand its language. It's meant as a companion piece to Volume 1. It kind of picks up where Volume 1 leaves off and builds upon the learnings and the experiences that you have here and develops them further in a way that is specifically and consciously identifiable. Volume 3 is called Dealing with Blocks, and it addresses problems that people have with intuition and accessing intuitive capacities. It takes you through a series of exercises that will, I think, be useful to identifying ways in which you get in your own way, so to speak, and how to relax a little more and to enjoy a sense of being much more fully integrated with your intuitive capacity. Volume 4 has a series of fantasy journeys which will offer special effects, some multi-evocation, some not. Volumes 5 and 6 are also companion pieces to each other. Now, two last points. I would like to recommend that you listen again to this introduction at some later time, after having used Side B, as some of the information will make better sense to you. Also, never play or use any of these cassettes while operating machinery, specifically driving. They absolutely will distract you from driving safely, and they'll distract you from anything else that requires your whole attention. So now, at any particular time you wish to, turn over the tape and rewind to the beginning of Side B.